Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. This is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we've got a very special guest, a man who is a rising star in independent wrestling in Southwest Ohio. A man that, honestly, not a whole lot of people have heard about, probably, but I've been following him for a while. I know a few of his matches. And this coming Saturday, he is in a main event match against a man who is a bit of an icon in Southwest Ohio, that being Cody Hawk. My guest is none other than Ryan Michaels.
What's going on, Ace? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. Kind of feel like this is like a little bit of an interview that's kind of long overdue a little bit, huh?
I would say that's definitely a good way to put it. So, first of all, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. Like I said, not too many people are familiar with Ryan Michaels. I'm lucky enough have seen some of your matches, and personally, I'm very impressed by your work.
Well, I appreciate that. No, you're right. I have not been a consistent name over the years and necessarily going from place to place and getting my name out there. I was always very much a homebody, like one place at a time, and just like to put all my time and effort into working one specific place and working with all the workers and talent and, you know, people in production and stuff that were there. So I have kind of got started in the independent scene in Southwest Ohio, probably in 2012, I believe it was. And at a company called USC that was ran by Frank Hughes and Ken Kitchens. And I stayed there for pretty much the whole tenure from 2012 to 2013. There was a falling out there. It took a couple years off, came back in 2015 for a little bit, and then went basically, kind of like you said, like back into hiding up until, there'd be a match here or there, you know, very spaced out, nothing serious, just kind of one and done. And then up until, I'd say, April, May-ish of this year, getting back kind of more into the full swing of things with CWAI.
Now, you talked about coming back in 2015. You kind of got called out of your break by a guy that I just had on the show recently, Mark Magnum.
You're his agent, so I actually listened to that podcast a couple weeks ago, or I guess not podcast, interview, sorry. But that was very good, and you know, Mark had some real good things to say. I really enjoyed listening to that. And back in 2015, I believe it was, pretty sure it was 2015. And I did a few shows for a little company called MPW at the time when they were trying to just get something started again. And that's actually where I ran into Marcus. I had been off for a couple years and, you know, just talking to Mark in the back and, you know, finding out who he was and where he's been and things of that nature, and just realize, okay, this guy's been around for a while, has a fantastic head on him for this business. And then he went out and I watched his match and watched his work and really enjoyed him as a character and just, you know, everything that he was telling me in the back, and we kind of look at things eye to eye. So at the time for me, coming back probably after, you know, close to 2 years of not really doing it, just maybe just a little self-confidence with myself, I asked Marcus to watch my match for me. I was going on last, and I said, you know, it's been a while, and I don't want to by any chance stink it up and not have a good go-home for everybody that came out to support us that night. So I told Marcus, hey, do me a solid and watch for me. And if it's something that's starting to drag or that's not going well or I've lost the audience in any way, shape, give me the go-home sign and I'll go home. Next thing I know, I went out there 25 minutes or something. I said, came back, and I thought it was a real good match, and came back, said, hey, if you give me the go-home sign, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I just getting caught up in the moment. He's like, oh, I totally honestly forgot all about that. I was actually just loving watching it. And from that moment on, Marcus and I became actually rather close, and we always stayed in contact talking about the business and wherever Marcus was going for big match situations, no matter where he's at, I would always go watch and support Marcus because I just, you know, from day one loved his work. And then fast forward to what you said, I think it was about 2016, I saw my long hair at the time. Marcus called me out because Marcus had been really wanting to get in the ring with me and me him as well. And it was just always something of how are we going to make this work, because we were two heels at the time and just trying to really make something work. It's like, okay, Marcus, you've been doing this for, you know, about 7 years, 8 years at the time, and everybody knows who you are. I mean, everywhere Marcus goes, he gets fantastic reactions, either it was the Cocoa Puff thing or, you know, regardless of what it is, you know, Marcus is very well known. Like you said, I'm not so much well known with just my spaced out career in this business. So I said, okay, I'll play the baby face and we'll go out and do it this way. And Marcus and I had never even tied up before or anything. And I thought we had a great match for what it was worth, for what we had given to us. And it was just fantastic. Loved working with him. And he's told me multiple times, you know, in all these years of doing this, that was, of anything, the hardest match physically that I've ever had to work, that no one's ever made me work like that. And to come from him saying that to me, who is, once again, someone that kind of spaces himself out, that meant a lot to me. And just, you know, I've always held that very close to me. And that match with Marcus ranks up there with me as well.
Yeah, I've enjoyed, like I said, I've enjoyed watching all of your matches. You two have an undeniable chemistry in the ring. It's noticeable. Just even watching on video, you can see it there.
Oh, I appreciate that. That means
in the ring together.
Yeah, that means a great deal to Marcus just as much as it does myself. Working Mark Magnum was on my block of things of people that I do need to work with before, you know, I'm turning 30 next week, actually, that before the time comes, I actually just hang this up for real. You know, Magnum was on that list of people I need to work. And just from day one of just that match, we walked back and just said, that was fantastic. And just naturally, like you said, had a chemistry and a bond in the ring and just knew where to go and meet each other in the right spot. And just, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better match with somebody that I've never even had to even tied up with or even remotely worked with whatsoever. So that means a lot coming from you. Unless you're just, you know, his agent and you're trying to put him over right now up with my time. So
no,
I see what you're doing.
Although that is my job, that was absolutely sincere. But let's talk about this Saturday, Westchester, Ohio.
Westchester,
you
Ohio,
and Cody Hawk.
This is something that we have been working for, teasing to, and just trying to build a good story, and it's been a lot of build-up literally since the moment I came into CWAI. I think Cody saw something in me right away. A little backstory. I was trained by Wes Thatcher. I went to basically finishing school with him. I know that's where Cody came from, and I Marcus kept telling me to come in to CWA. He's like, you need to come. And I'm like, I don't know. Stuff like that. And RJ Smith, I had actually done a few shows for probably in 2013. So RJ knew me and kind of had to sell myself to Cody of who I was, what I've, you know, where I've been, people I've worked, even though with the career being as spaced out as it is, it wasn't a consistent household indies wrestling name. And, I originally came in as a heel, as the Brian Michaels that everybody who knew me knew to love to hate. And Cody saw something and came to me and said, hey, I have an idea. He pitched me his idea, and then we talked about things, and we went with it and said we had this big idea of where we wanted to get to. And, you know, fast forward to here we are and, you know, get ready to be, you know, September 30th, and Cody and I are going to lock up one-on-one for the very first time, and it's been a lot of build towards that, and I'm very excited for it, as a matter of fact. You know, working with Cody Hawk is, you know, that says something for itself. Cody Hawk is Cody Hawk. Like you said, he's an icon in this business, has trained multiple people that have gone on to have very successful wrestling careers, whether it's in one company or the other. So for, you know, to give him that opportunity for Cody to see something in me like that, that's it's an honor, actually.
Absolutely. He is one of the top trainers in the state of Ohio. And to be trained by him and to step into the ring with him, that's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been a few times. We did a Royal Rumble a couple months ago at the CWAI warehouse for a spot in the tournament that's trying to basically, you know, everyone's talking about, and then CWAI and a little bit outside of it for this tournament. And Cody and I went in there for close to an hour with each other and you know, other, you know, talents in the ring. And that was really one of the first times Cody and I got to kind of just feel each other out and see what was there. And it was just kind of like how it was with Marcus, you know, it's just a natural chemistry, you know, Cody being Cody and being doing this for so long, Cody knows what he's doing, can't take anything away from the guy for that, no matter how I may feel about the guy going into our match this Saturday. But, you know, and vice versa, he's told me, like, there's something there with you, and it's just, you know, we've clicked as far as in the ring, we've clicked as far as, you know, our personas, the intensity, and, like, when people are watching us, there's a sense of realism there that people can really buy into, and that's just something, I mean, no matter what your training stuff, that's either there or it's not kind of thing, so... It's a fit. It's like two puzzle pieces just coming together.
Absolutely. And that is this Saturday in Westchester, Ohio, CWAI on the road. I don't have an exact address. I don't know if you have that or not.
I got a paper in the house right now that's got all that stuff on it. I don't know the address off the top of my head.
I believe it's on, like, Rialto Road or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar. I just couldn't give you an exact number of the building and things of that nature.
Yeah, I should have looked that up before this interview. That was my bad. But so is there anybody in... I'm going to ask it this way. Is there anybody in Ohio or anywhere in the country that you would like to wrestle?
Well, I mean, as far as Ohio goes, I will go with, you know, and I'm going to stick to basically my home roots because I am a homebody guy as far as in the business goes. I don't travel a lot. It's not really a big thing to me to just go up and down the road. You know, I got a very full schedule with my shoot job and things like that. So sometimes things are a little harder than for others. As far as in, so with CWAI, obviously Magnum again, I think it's just a matter of time before our paths eventually cross again. And we can put on the series that him and I have always talked about that we've wanted to do. The one-on-one shots with Cody is a big thing for me. And just trying to get to where we're wanting to get to. To me, Perfect World, what I want with that is the climax being him and I going an Iron Man, just because I really believe in my heart Cody and I could do that and not just bore everybody for 60 minutes and really just tell that story that needs to be told. Our intensity, that, you know, Cody's mind, obviously, in the wrestling business, and just, you know, just the overall reaction of what we people have been wanting to see, because it's been teased for so long. It's like they're ready for it, and I really think Cody and I could deliver. And really the only other guy that I guess there's two other guys. Eric Fallen. You know, he just had, you know, surgery on with the hernia and something I believe it was abdominal. You know, so he's going to be out for a little bit. I think Eric Fallen and I could do some fantastic work together. With that said, with Fallen, because, I mean, that character in itself, from the moment that his music hits and he's coming out, I mean, the eyes are on him, and just his that build and just the presentation alone with Eric Fallen is just fantastic, and it's, you got to put him with the right guy at the right time to really get the fans behind having some sympathy that Eric Fallen could possibly be beat, or looks like he's in jeopardy of being in trouble. And for that to happen, I believe, out of himself and me, I would have to kind of go back as that old Ryan Michaels that people still come up to me today and still talk about the guy that I once was. And, you know, you had mentioned where I'm at now and, you know, turned over that leaf and, you know, trying to do things a different way. They look at it like, I remember the old Ryan Michaels, and I somewhat see it in your eyes. It's still there. And, you know, we, as soon as you start working in the ring and we're watching your matches, you just can't help but be drawn in and, you know, supposed to hate the guy, but the way the work goes and everything's so believable with what's going on that you just end up liking the guy. So I always thought that the whole turning on this side now was eventually going to come. I didn't think it would happen the way it did. I thought it would be a natural thing that the fans and the audience and just, you know, for that matter, would just do on their own, just that natural, you know, hey, I mean, the guy's good and we can't help. I'm not trying to put myself over here by saying anything. I'm just going based on what I've been told numerous times. It's like, you just can't help but like the guy at some point. And I think if Fallen and I got a chance to really go that route and tell that story, that Eric and I would tear the house down and in a different style match that I don't necessarily work. And I think I'd make him work outside of a style that he doesn't necessarily work. I just think we would have a chemistry together that would just be kind of, for that moment, must see. Like, this match is, you know, this is going to be really good, or just the anticipation. Outside of the CWAI, there's one guy specifically that had caught my attention for a long time. Actually caught my attention just going to a show as a fan back in 2010, 2011, and I've never forgotten it. And ever since, just watching his career just blow up. I mean, he's very, very much a household name in the indies, is Ron Mathis. There is something about Ron Mathis. I've barely even had a conversation with the guy ever. I think Ron Mathis and I would just click.
Go ahead. I think a Ryan Michaels Ron Mathis match would be amazing. I've been watching Ron Mathis for the better part of 7 years now, and I think you and Ron Mathis would put on an amazing match.
Yeah, so I personally
would like to see that myself.
Yeah, I would love the idea for that. And like I said, Ace, I'm not much of a traveling guy. I'm a homebody, but given the chance anywhere to have the opportunity to have that, to work with Ron Mathis, you know, can't pass that up. I'd eat that up wherever it was. I think alone from anything else, with the way he is and the way I am in the ring, the intensity alone between himself and I would just be like it looks like these guys are trying to fight to the death, and they're literally giving every single thing they have. I mean, Ron Mathis alone, outside of it, I just think he's a good, you know, worker and wrestler alone. I mean, he is known to be those king of the death matches and things like that. Not necessarily my style, but it's a sense of believability. Like, the man's crazy. The man is crazy. So to match that with the intensity that I just carry on my shoulders as a performer for myself, I just think I don't like using the term necessarily to throw out the big, big names, but it's a Bret Austin type of scenario of just two guys that look like they would be made for each other.
I actually like that analogy.
It's a very underrated rivalry, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. But, so we've got Warehouse Wars on the road this Saturday. What else is coming up for Ryan Michaels, if anything?
Well, again, I stay home to CWAI. That is who I'm committed to, and, you know, they have whatever shows that they have planned out. Those are the shows I'm doing. I believe we will be having back to our original shows at the Warehouse the following Friday, and we usually do the first and third Fridays of the month. You know, there's still spots open for this big 8-man tournament for this championship that's coming that Marcus is in. I know Sean is in, Cody's in, and I know they just had a show two Fridays ago that I was supposed to be involved in for another spot in the tournament as well, but family's emergencies, and I actually packed my bags and went to Florida to take care of some things that I had to take care of, and I had to miss that show. I didn't read the results, or they've actually been kind of spaced out and just kind of doing a lot of collecting myself the last 2 weeks, and just kind of got away from everything to just kind of going through one of those breakdown periods of some certain things going on it. You know, but you know, there's still some spots in the tournament open. You know, hopefully another opportunity comes my way to get the chance to earn my spot, to hashtag earn my spot. So
hey.
Yeah, if you're looking for Ryan Michaels, yeah, if you're looking for, you know, Ryan Michaels, I will be at the CWAI Warehouse on 1930 Fairgrove Avenue, Hamilton, Ohio. And we do our shows the first and third Fridays of the month. But outside of that, I mean, I dates are open if people are interested in having me. And, you know, it'd just be a matter of willing, you know, if it's something I'm up to going. Again, I put all my commitment into the CWAI.
Absolutely understandable.
No.
Well, we're about out of time, so I want to thank you, sir, for being on the show.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And,
great.
I appreciate it, and good luck this Saturday, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Hey, I'll come back anytime you want me on, Ace. I would love to come back and just, you know, shoot the breeze and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Got a lot of things I feel like to talk about and get off my chest over the years and stuff. So Hey, I'm always open, man.
Hey, one of these days we'll do a quote unquote shoot interview if you want to. I'll let you just talk. And
you've got my number, and I'm open for that whenever you'd like to.
All right, my friend. I will see you down the road. I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it, Ace. Take care, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ryan Michaels. Be sure to catch him this Saturday, CWAI Warehouse Wars on the road. You can check their Facebook page for the exact address. But he takes on Cody Hawk for the first time ever, one-on-one. So for Ryan Michaels, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.